This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, my friends, the breaking news out of New Hampshire. Yes, of course, Donald Trump, but Joe Biden has won the write-in campaign. That's right. He didn't even want to campaign there. They didn't want to have the primary there. They wanted to move the primary. New Hampshire Democrat Party, I think, was not all that happy about that. But he has prevailed. At last count, I've seen 51% to Dean Phillips, 19.8%, Marianne Williamson, 4.7%, Joe Biden victorious over as a write-in candidate. But folks, it just, you know, it got very, very, very silly with the Democrat Party trying to change the New Hampshire primary. And I would say on this show over and over again, they are going to move back the primary. No matter what anybody else says, New Hampshire will say, we will be first. We will be the first primary. I remember studying this years and years ago when I was in college. People always come up with this plan to try to go before New Hampshire. It won't happen. All right, folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. And we are live, and we are here, 949-822-7959. That's the number. If you'd like to opine, we'll open up the telephone lines in the next segment. If you have any questions or comments, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, we've already got some direct messages happening, and we do appreciate that very, very much. So once again, folks, and by the way, you want to stay tuned, because we're racing into hour number four at warp speed here, as we often do here on the program. But at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. We'll be talking some sports, some playoff games, looking ahead to the Super Bowl. And then, of course, at the bottom of the hour, we'll also be talking some real estate and other economic issues. This morning, we've got Michelle Geske. She's going to be filling in for Brandon Rimes, who, of course, is host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860. Patrick Hyland, also host of the Sports Zone, again, right here on AM 860, The Answer, our flagship station. And we want to welcome everybody listening this morning, everybody listening along the GCN network as well. We are glad that you're there. This is the best job in the world, folks. And I have you to thank for that. So thank you very, very much indeed. And so let's get started. Of course, we'll talk about the New Hampshire primary results. And, of course, Donald Trump coming in with about 55%. To Nikki Haley's 43% when you do the rounding, basically. But it is an interesting showing on the part of Nikki Haley. There's no doubt about that. But when we break it down, and by the way, Nikki Haley says she's going to stay in the race. She's not dropping out and, believes that there's still many more primaries to go. So we were talking with Denise Simon just a little while ago. We don't think there's going to be anything doing in Nevada for Nikki Haley, but she is going to look ahead to South Carolina, which happens in about 5 weeks or so. And in South Carolina, if she doesn't get the kind of showing that she's, you know, kind of predicting, then I think that may also weigh more heavily upon her. Now, that being said, again, some of the breakdown in the makeup of voters. Yeah, I saw an interesting exit poll earlier. About 80% of the voters for Trump were enthusiastically voting for Trump. They really wanted to vote for Trump. When you compare that to Nikki Haley, according to some of these to these poll results, you get about 30% people who wanted to enthusiastically vote for Nikki Haley. So when you start drilling down into those numbers, there is a divide there. right, between Trump and Haley. But when you start to see where this, essentially there's an enthusiasm gap between the two candidates. But also when you take a look at least people who I claim to be, because again, these are from exit polls, about 59% of Nikki Haley's voters, according to a CBS exit poll, were independents. Okay. And when you compare that to a much smaller amount for Donald Trump, and then Democrats made up, I think, about 12% for Nikki Haley, about 1% for Donald Trump. If that just sounds to me like it doesn't even really register. But in order to win the election, Donald Trump's going to have to get some Democrats to vote for him, obviously. And by the way, the independents for Donald Trump were, it looked like, to be about 31%. 69% of the voters for Donald Trump were Republicans. Haley voters that were claimed to be Republicans, 29%. So again, when you look at these numbers, oh, and there's one other statistic I think is important that bears here, and that is CNN did an exit poll, and their question was, do you think Biden legitimately won in 2020? Among Trump voters, the yes answer was 17%. The no answer was 80%. Now, among Nikki Haley voters, the yes answer was 83%. The no answer, 15%. So an inverse relationship here, absolutely flipped in terms of where these voters are coming from, even just conceptually. And again, that means that there is a divide here. So the question I was posing earlier in the program today is the idea that, is it easier for Nikki Haley voters to go over to the Trump side, or is it easier for Trump voters to go over to the Nikki Haley side? Both are difficult, no doubt about it. But if there is no real path for Nikki Haley, and I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but if there doesn't appear to be a real path, she believes that there is. But I think the general consensus is becoming that she probably doesn't have an actual path to the nomination, barring some other event in this campaign season. But if she doesn't have a path, then we really have to start looking, the GOP has to really start looking at the idea of unifying. And Trump's tone, by the way, is a little bit different. It's really perceptible how he's trying to change that tone. I believe they are looking at the issue of unification, and that's going to be key. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back on this Wednesday edition. Stay right there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, whenever this bumper music comes up, this particular bumper music, I always think of the Ferrari Daytona Spider driving through the streets of Miami. So if you're in a Ferrari Daytona Spider this morning, you're driving through the streets of Miami or Tampa or wherever you may be, you will go right to the front of the phone line. There's no doubt about that. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we're glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959, that's the number. If you'd like to opine on the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. You know, I'll tell you this, though. In its 75-year history, In-N-Out Burger, and of course here in California, everybody loves In-N-Out Burger. It is amazing. And there's literally one right down the street from me, and it's pretty good. But in the 75-year history, we understand, they have relocated some of their restaurants, but they've never out-and-out closed a restaurant. Not until now, not until this accomplishment in Oakland, California, they're closing the restaurant due to excessive crime. The location is near the Oakland International Airport. This from NBC News. Which has been open for almost 2 decades, the location, not the airport, will officially shutter on March the 24th. Quote, despite taking repeated steps to create safer conditions, our customers and associates are regularly victimized by car break-ins, property damage, theft, and get this, armed robberies. The restaurant remains busy and profitable location, but In-N-Out's top priority is its employees' and customers, according to the In-N-Out representative. Well, you know, folks, what does this remind you of? It reminds you of places like in San Francisco, where workers for different stores and so forth, grocery stores or retail stores, They can't show up for work because it's just too dangerous. So, and it's happening in California, I hate to say, but these are the kinds of things that you definitely don't want to transplant elsewhere into the nation. And one of the things that we always hear is, well, it may be Gavin Newsom who could take over as the Democrat nominee. That's a distinct possibility. It really is, depending, obviously. But even if Gavin Newsom was the Democrat nominee, and he would be formidable because, and I appreciate Tony in Tampa who calls the program and talks about Gavin Newsom and so forth, and he's right. He would have the media behind him, no doubt about that. But at the same time, though, Gavin Newsom is such a train wreck, and California is such a train wreck, and I don't relish the idea of having to go through that fight, it's not something that Gavin Newsom could just sort of waltz in and go, everything's perfect. Yes, the media would portray him in basically that light, but there would be so many things, and can you imagine a debate with Gavin Newsom? Well, we already saw sort of the preview of that with the Governor DeSantis of Florida, and I think Governor DeSantis of Florida did light years better than Gavin Newsom did in that debate, because Gavin Newsom will show us exactly who he is and exactly the ideology that drives him and drives the left. And so all this is going to be on display, and to a greater degree, too, it's on display with Joe Biden and the Biden administration, the Biden campaign. Because there is this thing, and I think I mentioned it before, you know, it's the ideological decision-making matrix. And basically, the left has an ideology that drives it, that answers almost every question they ever have. You know, and it doesn't matter what the question is. It doesn't matter if it has to do with technology. It doesn't matter if it has to do with social things. It doesn't matter if it has to do with economics. Their ideology already informs them about everything that they, whatever decision they have to make. And it's almost as if, you know, and if you have a copy of the ideological decision-making matrix, you could predict almost every single thing that they're going to do given a certain set of circumstances. And it's always pretty dead on. So that's one of the things that is a real Achilles heel, I think, in going into the general election, and by virtue of the New Hampshire primary, Donald Trump winning handily, obviously, but Donald Trump, I think, will begin to adopt more of a general election tone and strategy, as he should, I think, at this point, assuming that he will be the nominee. And it's like the eight ball, right? That's all indications point to yes, you know, this kind of thing. So doing that, he'll be able to point up a lot of these things that the left will do and actually is sort of compelled to do to you because of the ideological decision-making matrix. They can't bust free of it. They can't chart a new course. They can't take into consideration new information, and they can't they can't branch out and say, well, you know, I think we're going to have a left field solution to this thing, and it might even sound a little bit conservative, because they can't do that, because it would abrogate all of the left-leaning policies and left-leaning cred, for lack of a better term, that they have. So Gavin Newsom being the nominee is a distinct possibility, yes, but at the same time, talking about what's happening in California and talking about how messed up it truly, truly is. And don't forget, the Democrat Party elite, they look at California and say, this is an amazing model for the rest of the country. We would love for the rest of the country to be exactly like California. Don't do it. By the way, California, I think, now has the dubious distinction of losing the most jobs, if I recall correctly, over a certain period of time here recently. You know, that's because a lot of people are leaving, and companies are leaving. Even Apple, they've got this artificial intelligence unit down in San Diego. It's about 100 people or so. But they're telling everybody, they work on, I think, like the Siri, right, for the iPhone. They're moving everybody, I think, to Austin, Texas, but I know it's somewhere in Texas. And they're basically telling their people, you're going to move to Texas or you don't have a job. And, you know, this is, you know, you would think, oh, no, no, we love California. We're, you know, we're a liberal company or whatever it might be. But, you know, the writing's on the wall and the math doesn't lie and they realize they have to do something different. But the politicians, of course, the ideological decision-making matrix just keeps an iron grip on them. And this is part of the clear choices going into the general. The clear choices that have to be there. Either you're going to solve these problems, for example, with immigration, and immigration, by the way, is now catapulting ahead of inflation in terms of even where these New Hampshire voters were at. What's more important? What's the most important problem? And, of course, in so many ways, they're all important. Inflation, immigration, national security, domestic security, crime, all, you know, this kind of stuff. All these things are incredibly important. But what people see, especially on a daily basis, and now even in places like Chicago and New York, they're crying uncle and they're saying, we can't do this anymore. And by the way, I saw something earlier today. It looks like many people in places like Chicago, they're not blaming Abbott for the issue that they have migrants. In many ways, they're really starting to see that this is going to be, that this is Joe Biden and Joe Biden's policies that are doing this. And more that sort of percolates, more that sort of is constantly talked about, the better it's going to be in terms of getting the voters, the general election voters, independents and so forth, to make that clear choice. And I think that clear choice is going to be self-evident for them. Well, before we hit the break, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk with Patrick Hyland, of course. But before we hit the break, I just want to mention we got the word today. Charles Osgood, he's a 5-time Emmy Award-winning journalist and he anchored CBS Sunday Morning, has died, we understand. He was 91 years old. And I'll tell you, I grew up watching Charles Osgood. I always thought he just seemed to be a great person, and I think he was an amazing broadcaster, and, you know, we won't see his like again very soon. But Charles Osgood, I just have these fond memories growing up, as I said, watching him and learning some of the different stories they would talk about and so forth. But just wanted to mention him this morning and just pay our respects to a great guy and a great broadcaster and somebody, again, who will not be forgotten anytime soon. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to come right back. We'll talk with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback and also host of the Sports Zone on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Stay right there, folks. Wednesday edition continues, and it's flying by. I can't explain it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is stopping in on primary voters in New Hampshire as they cast votes in that state's first-in-the-nation presidential primary election. Trump has maintained a strong lead in the most recent polls.
Nobody gets crowds like this. They want to see our country be great again. It's very simple.
It's a two-person race in New Hampshire between Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Most of the recently dropped-out candidates have lined up behind Trump to receive the GOP nomination. Freezing rain and snow are expected to cause colds, travel headaches across the central U.S. through Wednesday. The National Weather Service warning of possible icy roads and power outages from the Midwest to the Northeast. So far, roughly 11,000 utility customers are reported to be without power in Texas. No other widespread power outages were reported as of late Tuesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me set the scene for you. It's last week. It's prime time. Iowa caucuses are going on, and CNN, its ratings seem to have now lagged behind the History Channel and an obscure Western network that plays Western TV shows and films. So I don't know how to explain that, but definitely, folks, you know, times have changed, haven't they, since the heady days of headline news and the heady days of CNN when it first debuted, right? It was just really something. Even back then, when I was in school, you know, having a headline news every 30 minutes, that was super cool. But you know, it's definitely different. Bernard Shaw, I would not be happy these days. All right, folks, let's turn over to the telephone lines here real quick. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And let's head over to the telephones, pick up Patrick Hyland. And, of course, he's the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing just great, and the program is flying by. It's really something. I don't know how to explain it. There's some kind of Einstein time theory problem with this, but it definitely goes by fast.
That's a good thing. Makes it fun and exciting for everybody, especially during the wee hours here on the East Coast, and then you're in the morning hours there in the West Coast. It's all good, Kyle.
That's a good thing.
You know, we're talking about NFL head coaches getting fired. Very surprising move, in my opinion. Switching to basketball here a little bit. The Milwaukee Bucks fired their head coach, Adrian Kiffin. And they were 30-13. I mean, That's some pretty good b-ball, the way I see it. But they let the guy go. I don't get it, but doesn't make any sense. Last year, you know, they went to the playoffs. They had a rough playoff route. So they fired the coach, Budenholzer, okay, because the Greek god, as we affectionately call him, decided to, you know, say, we need another coach. So they wanted to keep him, and they let him go. So I don't understand. You're having a good record. Things are going well. Why mess everything up now?
Well, you're right. A lot of times, too, especially with big sports teams, I think there's this notion that, well, there's a perfect coach out there. We just haven't found the perfect coach yet, as opposed to evolving. And I know that sometimes there's not time to do that because there's so much pressure on how much money is being spent and what they're paying the players and what they need to get in return.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, you know, and Etika Trumbo and Lillard, you know, they're 33 years old now, and they're not kids anymore. I get it. So their window to win it all is getting really close. But I've always said the players play and the coaches coach. And you know as a player that you have to make adjustments to, and you can share that with your coach. And then if you see something, he can share it with you. That's how you work as a unit in a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks like they're trying to get Doc Rivers, okay? I mean, is he a great coach? Absolutely. But why would you do this in the middle of the season? And then you put a guy in there on an interim basis that you did this before with when Jason Kidd was there. You know, so I don't know. I'm curious how the Milwaukee Bucks fans feel about that one because it doesn't make sense to me. And I like that organization. You know, I go way back when I was just a kid watching, you know, when it was Lou Alcindor playing for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Before he became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and went to the Lakers. So there you go. Some exciting Hall of Fame news yesterday, Kyle. Joe Mauer, great catcher for the Minnesota Twins, gets elected into the Hall of Fame. Okay. And Todd Helton, the great first baseman for the Colorado Rockies. You know, people don't know a lot about Todd Helton's college career. Ironically, he was the backup quarterback to Peyton Manning at Tennessee, Kyle.
Really?
Pretty
wow.
Cool story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of neat to let the audience in on that one. And another gentleman, Adrian Beltre. I mean, every year this guy just seemed to put hits up, you know, and they voted him in also. Wasn't a big flashy guy, played a solid third base, loved the game immensely, had fun with it, and you know, very, very nice. He got picked on 95% of the ballots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He finally, Todd Helton, this was the sixth ballot appearance, finally made it at 79.7%, 18 more than needed, okay? And Mauer got elected on his first try, just getting enough, 293 votes for 76.1%. Billy Wagner, Kyle, was a great relief pitcher, and he just fallen short again, barely by just a couple votes. So he's on the verge of making it, I believe. Maybe next year they'll finally say, you know, we got to give it to the guy. Next year, Ichiro will be on the ballot. I can't see how he can't be a first-time ballot. And CC Sabathia, the great pitcher back in the day. So very neat. Okay.
Very cool indeed. Yeah.
And Jim Leland, you know, the great manager of the Tigers, then with the Marlins, he got voted in too. Gary Sheffield, he's a Tampa native, Kyle, and he got 246 votes for 63.9%. The good news for that, though, is it jumped up from 11.7 in 2015 to that now.
Oh, wow.
Now, he'll be eligible for the contemporary committee here soon. You know, they're putting him into that steroid era, and I think that's hurting him, okay? And that's not fair to do to the man. I mean, I think we just got to put these guys in that earned it, deserved it, and be done with it. So that's my take on that one. Some more baseball news. A couple things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Our thoughts and prayers are out to Ryan Sandberg. He has, cancer right now, and I really hope he can be just a great guy. He's a Hall of Famer, one of the best second basemen of his era, to say the least. So our thoughts and prayers are with him.
Indeed.
He's only 64, so hopefully they got it in time and can take care of him, so. Wanted to share that with everybody out there. I think that's important. A lot of people know him that are followed sports and love baseball. He was a Chicago Cub guy, they were always the underdog favorites of a lot of people out there. There you go. You just hope you got it in time, Kyle. When you need insurance or you need help with your financial situation. You just want to get ahead of the curve. You just want to plan properly and do the right things for the right reasons. And that's what I do for people every day. Anybody listening that feels that they could use some assistance in that category, please feel free to call me. I'd love to talk to you. My phone number is 813-966. Every day I meet at least one person, Kyle, that I either help out with their pharmaceutical costs, I save them money on their life insurance,
mm-hmm.
I get them more payout on their annuities. There's just so many things out there that you have to, you really, at least, it's like going to the dentist, man. They say go twice a year. Well, at least go see somebody about your future once a year. Worst case, every 2 years, like we do with our eyes. Get your eyes checked.
Well, sure.
Get your finances checked. Let me be that guy. My name is Patrick Hyland, and my phone number is 813-966-1052. Kyle, always a pleasure talking with you. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday about sports. Friday, you and I will talk about the playoff matchups. First time in the shot to get to the Super Bowl against the 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens.
That's right. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be very exciting.
Man, can't wait. I think we're going to have a nice playoff. And, a lot of times, a lot of years, Kyle, we go, whoever wins the AFC is going to win it all. Whoever wins the NFC is going to win it all. I can't say that this year. These four teams are all capable of winning the Super Bowl, so I wish them well.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what makes it competitive and exciting. Absolutely. Yeah, well, Patrick Hyland, we appreciate it so much.
Thank you, brother. You take care. God bless you, my man.
You too. God bless. Patrick Hyland, everybody, the insurance quarterback. You can hear him on our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer. And that's on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, of course. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back, everybody. Stay right there. Final segment of the morning coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through this Wednesday edition of the program. It is Wednesday morning, and if you're just getting up and joining us, a good morning to you. We have a lot more to talk about as we head into the final segment of the program for this Wednesday morning. And you know what, folks? So we got a special treat this morning. Typically, we talk with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, right here on our flagship station of AM860, The Answer. Heard from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Again, right here at AM860. Go to TheAnswerTampa.com, by the way, if you'd like to hear Brandon's show. But we've got a special treat this morning. We've got Michelle Geske in place of Brandon Rimes this morning. We talked to Michelle about 2 weeks ago. And, Michelle, welcome back to the program. It's good to talk to you again.
Hi, Kyle. It's really nice to talk to you again.
Well, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. And everybody, Michelle works with Brandon, of course. And also, Michelle is a combat veteran. So first and foremost, as always, of course, thank you for your service. And I know people appreciate that so very much. And, you know, typically, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, thank you very much.
Well,
my pleasure.
Of course. Well, you know, typically we talk about real estate in this segment, and I've been dying to ask you about this today, and that is that according to a New York Times bestselling author and real estate entrepreneur, he's talking about this idea that there's really a slow-moving train wreck going on in real estate, but even more specifically, the commercial sector, because we're getting closer to a lot of these maturities coming due, where they are going to, you know, shift their rates and so forth, and that's going to be a huge problem for a lot of real estate developers, because they're not going to be able to satisfy their loan to value ratios or survive, you know, if something takes a major change. So what do you think?
Well, I think that's definitely a concern in the commercial real estate sector. I think we saw that, you know, during some of the last challenges we've had, you know, like, what, in 2008, and that time when we had that real estate crash, although I don't think there's going to be a real estate crash, that's definitely a concern. I know in comparison to residential real estate, even in the last few years, the commercial real estate sector has taken a much larger hit than the residential, which here in Tampa, we really haven't seen a huge hit in comparison to the national real estate market, as mm-hmm. you know.
Well, and how does that also...
So that's always a concern.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, and certainly that can extend into, like, multifamily properties where they have many of the same kinds of issues. A lot of times investors or real estate investment trusts, they want to come through and they'll want to buy an apartment complex, for example. They can, you know, manage it, you know, run it for a year or so. It appreciates in value. They sell it and move on to the next thing. And they may do renovations and rehabs and so forth. But that is also kind of dried up. And a lot of times you get investors that are having to put money into the properties to make them go, as opposed to getting money out when they sell because they're not selling.
Exactly. Yes. So definitely a concern. I do handle some smaller commercial real estate right now. I know lending is a lot more challenging for the multifamily and the commercial real estate. You really have to show the numbers. So, you know, the type of investors that I work with are, you know, obviously keeping all of what you're talking about in mind when they're making a purchase. So mm-hmm. I can't see this affecting a lot of my clients, but on the bigger scale of commercial real estate, absolutely.
Well, you know, turning to residential real estate, for example, I saw something the other day, and again, I made a note to ask you about it, and that is some, I guess, lack of a better term, empty nesters may be holding on to their properties, to their homes, for a lot longer. In other words, they're reluctant to sell, either because of interest rates or whatever, but you're not getting that inventory coming back on the market quite as quickly if they stay in their homes and just kind of live there, you know, even after their kids have gone to college or moved out or whatever.
Kyle, that is so true. First of all, people have a lot of equity in their homes, so they're concerned about having to pay a high interest rate for a new loan and getting a lot less for their money in today's real estate market. And also, a lot of them are saving the space for their grandchildren and having their families visit and stay with them longer. So it's so interesting you say that, because a lot of times the empty nesters, they want to downsize and get into a smaller home or get into a condo. But because of the interest rates, they're staying put. But they have a lot of equity in their home.
Well, what do you think is really going to move the needle in terms of residential real estate? And it's hard to do across the country, I know, because the markets can be so disparate. But, you know, are people just waiting for those interest rate cuts? You know, is that what's going to be the engine that or the starter that starts this engine up, you think?
Absolutely. Well, here in Florida, as you know, it's seasonal, so we're getting a lot of snowbirds down. So a lot of inventory that's been sitting for, 60, 90, 120 days, all of a sudden people are coming in and we have multiple offers and things are selling at, you know, full price or right below. So seasonal here in Florida, things are starting to move. However, we just saw an interest rate drop, the lowest in 4 months. Today, and when that starts happening, then buyers are coming out of the woodwork. So absolutely, the interest rates are going to be the most impactful determinant of how fast the inventory comes on the market and moves.
Well, if
people aren't selling because they're afraid they won't have buyers, and buyers aren't buying because the interest rates are high.
Indeed, and that's completely, I think that just totally tracks. You know, they just, you know, I can't imagine people wanting to get into higher payments, much higher payments and larger, you know, interest rates. But if people are looking to sell their house, what do you typically recommend to them? Do they do a bunch of renovations and then try to sell it? Or do they just kind of leave it be as is and let people come in with a fresh perspective because they may want to do different rehabs or, I should say, renovations themselves?
It depends on the renovation. If it's something like a roof or an electrical issue that needs to be fixed, absolutely, I recommend they get a new roof or credit the buyer for a roof. But anything cosmetic, I always highly recommend that they sell it as is at an appropriate price that gives the buyer the opportunity to make upgrades. You can't sell it at, you know, top dollar when it needs upgrades. You have to consider those upgrades in the price of the home and sell it as is.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, we see these TV shows, you know, where they upgrade the whole house and then they put up a little equation on the screen, you know, it was worth $500,000. We put $300,000 in it, you know, and now it's worth $1 million or something like that. Does it really work that way? I mean, it's I'm curious, yeah.
It does if you're making a purchase and flipping the house and you really know the neighborhood and what the neighborhood values are. However, if it's just a regular home and it needs paint or new flooring and possibly a kitchen or something, everybody has different tastes. I've had buyers go into a fully refurbished house and say that they were going to gut it and, you know, fix up the entire thing. So certainly in the luxury market, people have different tastes. In the lower end market, you know, where people can't afford refurbishments, definitely a good idea to make sure they have fresh paint, fresh floors, and a clean home. Because a lot of people in the lower price points aren't going to have the extra cash to go in and put money into the house.
Indeed.
So it all depends on the level and the house, but I have quite a bit of experience in that arena, so I'll always just advise my sellers at that time I think they should do.
Well, how do people get in touch with you? We just got about 30 seconds, but let everybody know how they can get in touch with you and Brandon. And your,
anybody can. Sure. You can find our team at any time at consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com. You can reach us at 813-731-4348, 813-731-4348, and anyone on our team can help you.
Excellent. Well, Michelle Geske, thanks again for spending time with us this morning. It's been very informative, and we're going to talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Take care. It's always too quick.
All right, folks. Take care out there. Have a great day. Kyle Warren with
you. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855 Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.